Research conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork has found the cost of converting barns for housing gestating sows from stall housing to group housing to be substantially lower than originally projected. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
To assist pork producers in planning for the conversion of existing stall housing systems for gestating sows to group housing, researchers tracked and documented barn conversions across Canada and is making that information available to producers at groupsowhousing.com. Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center, says 12 conversions were tracked across Canada.
Certainly there was a lot of speculation on what the cost of these renovations would be, and actually what we found was that the cost per sow was lower than was actually projected, and certainly it does depend on how much concrete work has to be done, or if you need to do a full renovation, stripping down the walls and altering your ventilation and those sort of things. But in most cases, farms did very little, a minimum amount of concrete work, and so the initial estimates were, at least $500 to $1,000 per sow place, but in actual practice, the range seems to be from, $300 to $500 per sow place. And in most cases, a lot of these groups were doing the labor, the renovation work themselves, so they made some savings, certainly on the cost of the work.
Dr. Brown notes, in terms of sow productivity, people saw some transitional reductions as the renovations were underway, but once the barns were up and running, productivity rebounded. She says, in terms of labor that went into barn chores, while duties changed, in most cases, the workload didn't change significantly. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.